Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A big hour on tap as we broadcast from Borgata. Let me tell you about the next hour. We're going to have an early drop of the week around 7:20. We usually do it late on our show on Fridays, but there's so much that happened that we want to give you a little extended drop of the week. So that's at 7:20. Elliot Shore Parks at 7:30. You're going to hear from Devin White and what he said from yesterday about being a backup now. We'll get to that. Beat the Hammer at 7:45 as they go for Victory 260. 8 o'clock, Dick Vermeil. And actually, prior to that, your chance to win Eagles-Falcons tickets right at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. So Eagles-Falcons tickets at 8. Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. And, of course, Rhea, we give away Eagles-Falcons tickets, the courtesy of
NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. They've been giving these away with us for like 20 years. Yeah. They're awesome seats. You're going to have a great time.
We love it. Also, shortly, we're going to get to Seth Joyner, what he said this week to us about the impressive debut of Quinyon Mitchell. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's welcome to the table someone who had an incredibly impressive debut with the Phillies, and then, I hate to say it, but then didn't turn it into the star we hope Quinyon Mitchell turns into, Mr. Ruben Amaro. Hello, Rube.
Good morning, everybody.
Rube, I have been taking a lot of shots. Now, you're not a guest.
What is up
you're
with that?
I don't know. I think the problem is that so many people took so many shots at me for years. I'm like just coming back at people.
Time for you to dish it back out.
Yeah, but Ruben, you weren't one of them. You've always been kind
yeah,
of
so
me.
Yeah, so everyone's catching straight.
Even when I didn't know you. Ruben, did you ever listen to WIP and get annoyed at a talk show host? That mother of God.
I would never.
You don't never called me in the newsroom.
Joe, don't put Jason Kelsey there. That was close.
Yeah, so that was a bad job by you. Like
what?
That mother of God.
Why?
Like, that doesn't sound like, it sounds like you messed up the swear.
Well, I was trying.
I've done a few MFers, yes.
All right, so Rube, our baseball team, they're back in a groove. Do you think they had this in them the whole time? Like, kind of dip it down a little bit, de-throttle and throttle back up?
Yes, absolutely. I was really confused about what was going on because not only did their pitching go south, but 9 guys in their lineup, other than maybe Castellanos, went south for like a month and a half or 2 months. It was like crazy. I was racking my brain, like, what could possibly be happening right now? And I think more of it was about the pitching than the hitting, but you know, they were banged up. They were.
Yeah.
I think the pitching had a lot to do with it, and it's because that got like some guys had some workloads that they had not really gone to at that point.
The Ranger thing, though, doesn't that feel more real and more scary that his velocity is so impacted? And it's almost like where I always felt like I could rely on him to find the zone. He hasn't been. And it's been as off as I've seen him. Like, even going back to the years that he wasn't able to make it to spring training.
And Ruben, as you address that, just him or Sanchez game three, as of right now, 2.5 weeks into the playoffs, who's game three?
Sanchez for me. It's not even a question. And just based on what I've seen. Now, that can change in two starts. Because if Ranger gets back to the sharpness of where he was in the beginning of the season,
is
then
it
it's absolutely
easy?
Ranger.
I mean, four miles per hour off your velocity seems so extreme.
It doesn't. It's not as necessarily about the velocity for me as it is just the life on his pitches. His breaking ball is sort of rolling through the zone, and there's not a lot of sharpness to it. His changeup is not. You know, you don't see the arm speed that is necessary to create the deception you need for that pitch. So there's a couple of different things that I'm watching, and the hitters let you know. Because the hitters will, the contact that they're making, the swings that they're taking on them right now, are way different than they were in the early part of the season. And the hitters always let you know, and for me, it's about the arm speed that he's creating and or not creating right now compared to where he was in the early part of the year.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the Phils or the Eagles. We look forward to when we say the Sixers and Flyers as well. Obviously, those teams getting close to training camp, but still a little bit to go here. Let's also get to, you know, Quinyon Mitchell went through his first training camp and now his first game, and he's impressing everybody, including one of the Eagles' legends defensively, and that's Seth Joyner, who was with us on the show earlier this week. Listen to Seth. I mean, he's got a feel here for Quinyon Mitchell that it's an interesting story. Relates back to his own earliest days in pro football. Listen to Seth telling a story about himself related to Quinyon Mitchell's great start.
I'm curious. Quinyon's playing his first game ever, and Seth Joyner's thinking what?
They hit a home run.
Yeah, exactly.
They really hit a home run.
That's great. It's
hard. The cornerback position might be one of the most toughest positions to nail down because it takes a combination of skill and ability, but it also that player has to have an uber confidence in himself right out the gate, because if you don't, you will get slayed out there on that corner. Now, when I watch him play, you know, I told a story in postgame Friday night when my first preseason game, I believe, was against the San Diego Chargers. Dan Fouts and Kellen Winslow was down there. And I'm looking, I'm like, wow, I used to watch those guys on TV. And in my mind, I was thinking, John, what the hell are you doing here? How did you wind up here? You know? And, you know, then I got cut and I came back. And then I started starting. And there came a point in time where my mentality was, you know, I had a good game. I was like, wow, you belong here. Not only do you belong here, but you not only can survive here, you can thrive here. And when that realization happened, it changed everything. Now, I tell that story to take it back to Quinyon. He believes that he belongs here right now. And that's a big, big deal.
An interesting story from Seth, that sense of confidence. I mean, John, did you have that
there
as
already,
a rookie?
Yes, I was lucky that it went the way that it did for me. You know, John Gruden was really positive. He drafted me to come in and be his starting fullback. And the very first game of the preseason, my rookie year, we had a scrimmage against the Dallas Cowboys in Texas, El Paso. And the very first drive, Jeff George is our quarterback, he hit me three times. Like, three passes on the opening drive of this very first preseason game
Gruden
I played in.
Gruden might have been testing you.
Well, Gruden, after the game, singled me out in front of the offense. Like, Richie, you kicked ass out there.
Nice.
I felt embarrassed. I felt like other guys were going to be mad at me for, you know, being praised.
That's so
I really
John,
was
isn't it,
worried
Ruben?
About it.
Isn't that so, John?
I've been there. I had the same thing happen to me in Philly's camp. I was playing I mean, that's awesome.
Well, but then when you're the rookie, when you're bad, It's very bad. They take it out on you entirely. I left that room close to tears many, many times.
Wow, the offensive meeting. Amen.
All right, let's get some calls in here. 215-592-9494. Also, we're looking for the most inspiring movie ever that is truly fictional, not, you know, based on real-life events. Let's get to Steve in King of Prussia. Steve, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great, Steve.
Hey, look, real quick on the Phillies. I'm fine with them celebrating, but I think it's time to retire that dancing on my own song.
Well, they have. Now, look, I don't like that they did, but they retired it.
Well, I just saw a video of Garrett Stubbs singing it at McGillin's the other night. So
yeah, but that was karaoke with fans.
Yeah, it's a little
different. As a team, they haven't used it.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. I do wonder if they win the World Series, if they'll bring that out that night. And I think they should, and I hope they would. Personally, I wish they would do it right now, but they have backburnered it.
Yeah, okay, cool. My answer is I'm going to say Rocky.
Rocky is a big one.
Awesome.
I was waiting for Rocky. That is obviously a major, major inspirational movie and really not real life at all. I mean, Stallone had seen a fight in which a guy stood up to Muhammad Ali, but that's, you know, Rocky's its own story. Baby, well, a great song for a Friday morning as we broadcast from Borgata. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. We got Devin and Rhea and Seltzer. And we got Ruben Amaro, who's never been with us at Borgata before, which means he will see for the first time Beat the Hammer live and in person. He'll also get a little drop of the week taste. Matter of fact, we're going to do two drops of the weeks this show, one coming up in a few minutes and one later on, because there's been a lot of content in our week. So we'll give you some of the best of that. Also, I guess when Ruben shows up, the stars show up.
Yeah, so a little bit.
That's how we do.
We're hanging out in the commercial break, and Andrew Jones walks up to Ruben.
What?
Yeah, like
so big deal.
Future Hall of Famer Andrew Jones is like, "Hey, Rube." I'm like, "What is going on here? We got Hall of Famer."
Maybe the best defensive outfielder I've ever seen in my lifetime.
He probably is.
He was awesome to watch.
He was an amazing player
on so many levels.
Yeah, he was great.
He was terrific and a good, really, really good dude. I got a chance to know him a little bit over the years.
I like that.
He had some sweet Jordans today. He's a stylish man.
Oh, there's no question about that.
He looked like a guy that's made $100 million.
he's done just fine.
He
walked with the
that
swag
confidence.
Of $100 million.
Joe is not wrong about that.
There was no question about it. You
he
could
had a
see it.
Yeah,
I aspire to have that kind of...
I do, too.
Yeah, keep aspiring.
Presence
Joe.
Of bravado. Yo, well, trust me, I'll never get there. Hey, let's get to... go ahead, Joe.
He had that from the moment he stepped on the field.
Wow. Well,
that was him.
The two home runs when he was 19 in the World Series. That was amazing.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Game one of the World Series, two home runs as a 19-year-old. All right, yeah, that was amazing.
I didn't realize it was like that.
Two home runs, 19 Jeez. Years old, game one of the World Series.
He's no joke.
Oh, yeah. That changes the way you're perceived.
All right, early drop of the week shortly, but actually I want to play some audio of Donovan McNabb. So McNabb on every Monday with the afternoon show with Spike and Ike and Jack. And, of course, they're going to ask him every week about Jalen Hurts. He talked earlier this week about Jalen's performance from game one. Here's a little portion of what he said.
I think Jalen, he can tell you himself, there are a lot of throws that he would love to have back. Too many turnovers, quarterback center exchange to trying to be somewhat of the hero, trying to make the miraculous play instead of just making the easy play. And for a quarterback, we all kind of get caught up in that situation when the game is going. But I think for Jalen, it will be an opportunity for him to sit and learn from it and know what he actually has and now can kind of clean it up as we go forward.
All right, well, going forward is week two. That's Monday night, Eagles-Falcons. Reminder, 8 o'clock today, we're giving away tickets to the Eagles-Falcons game, courtesy of NovaCare, so be tuned in about 40 minutes for your chance to win those tickets. All right, Seltzer, we typically do it late in the program on Fridays, but there was so much going on this week, we're doing not one but two different segments of Drop of the Week. Hallelujah.
It's the Drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week. Now,
James, can you in like 10 seconds describe the Ruben and perhaps those that listen to us in the 7 o'clock hour but don't hear the 9 o'clock hour, how Drop of the Week works?
Yeah, it's the most poignant, funny, silly stuff over the course of a week that we either have happen on the show or play on the show. And it's the best of the best. Now, this is actually a 3-week rendition.
Well, no reason you got so much.
So there we go. So, because yeah.
You took vacation? You were taking
actually,
so much
it's because you took vacation.
We got backed up.
It's because you took vacation, and I hosted for you, so we didn't do Drop of the Week. And then there was
point.
An Eagles game, so that's why. Yes.
All right,
let's dive in. Going all the way back to the preseason for this first one. Never got to play it in Drop of the Week. But Mel Reese, at the end of the worst preseason game you could possibly imagine, summed it up with this tag.
I have to read this. Please excuse me for reading this. Any rebroadcast of this game, would you
that
think
would
of rebroadcasting this game is expressly prohibited with the advance written permission of the NFL, 94 WIP, and Odyssey.
That was
and
great.
If you want to rebroadcast it, please seek psychiatric help.
That was great.
So good, dude.
That was great.
Merrill.
That was the most entertaining thing that happened this preseason.
By far. Yeah, great stuff from Merrill.
Not even close.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Speaking of entertaining, we're talking to Elliot in Brazil, and John Ritchie forgot how time worked.
So it's winter here in Rio right now. Now, that being said,
people
still have on shorts and short sleeves, but it is their winter right now.
And it is 8:53 in the morning, correct?
It's 8:01. How could it be anything other than 01?
What are we in outer space?
What are you talking about?
It's 8:01.
Sorry, 9:01. I'm sorry, 9:01. I forgot to change the time in my head.
I think that was a screenshot moment or something.
Yeah, you know Brazil. They that could 52 be 52 minutes.
I difference. Really do. I think I was looking at a screenshot on my phone, and that's why the minutes were off.
That's crazy.
That's
really funny.
All right, let's keep it going. Short and sweet. We could use this quite a bit, I think.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Like, just I can keep playing. Should we do it the rest of the show?
I don't know anything. And my fingers were crossed.
You'll never hear that again.
Look, at Pizza Hammer in about 20 minutes, I'll prove I know.
There you go.
A lot.
All right, let's get to Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham, this season, when he stepped on the field at week one, set an Eagles record. First person ever playing 15 different seasons. Joe, you let him know.
PG, let's get to this year 15 reality.
Uh-huh.
When did you know, is this something you knew last year, 2 or 3 years ago, that if you get to 15... You're the longest tenured Eagle. Did you find out in recent weeks? When did you know that you just set that mark?
You know what? I didn't know until people started talking about it. I mean, it's nothing that you really look at. You just kind of in it. And eventually people start throwing stats out there on stuff that you accomplished being here this long. And, of course, man, I'm happy to still be here, still be playing at a high level. And, you know, I just want to go out the right way. And I'm excited with this type of team we have. I think we got a shot.
Incredible accomplishment,
yeah. But that wasn't it, Joe, because you had the perfect follow-up to that.
You know who hasn't been in a high level in a long time? Seltzer. Earl Thomas doesn't still play, right?
Yeah, buddy. I love this. Well done.
Oh,
that you're damn right he doesn't. That was awesome, Joe.
BG's face lit up.
It was so good, dude.
Yeah.
It was the literally the perfect.
They
follow.
Were linked for so many years, and BG was getting dogged. I mean,
yeah,
I feel like
remember he was muting people on Twitter who would say all that stuff. It's awesome how it played out. All right, let's keep it rolling. John, this is a really weird noise you made.
I sat in my car for the last 15 minutes listening to you guys downstairs. Trust me, there's going to be more to fight over than just that.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hold on. That ready?
Yeah.
What happened?
Wow. That was incredible.
That was a guttural.
I don't think I could ever do that again.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like a
vibrato at the end.
It really is. It's almost like echolocation is occurring there for a second. Like
very
a
bizarre.
Bat or a dolphin.
Really good stuff. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, this is you, but by way of Phil Sims. Telling a story about a touchdown pass. Hey, you're just quoting. Here's what you, by way of Phil Sims, said.
Phil Sims says the following after Dick Enberg calls a touchdown pass, Jeff George to James Jett. Phil Sims says, "Wow, he really cocked that one, Dick." Because Jeff George had a big arm, and the ball went like 50 yards through the air.
He had the so biggest good. Arm.
He did.
But I thought the funniest part of that story was when you said, like, then for 30 seconds following, it was just complete air silence.
100%.
Like, nothing happened over the air.
They had to turn
their
mic off.
And holding down the cough button.
Yeah. No
it's
doubt.
It's amazing. It's
no
so,
doubt.
I got to find that audio.
I remember saying it. I've never heard anyone else reference it. I saw it in an NBC broadcast late 90s.
So good. So good.
So
all right,
funny.
Two more for this round of Drop of the Week. One quick one. We played the audio yesterday. Nick Castellanos talking about getting hit by a pitch and Kevin Cash coming over. It made it seem like a murder with this line.
I think that it's awesome that they recognize that there was foul play.
Yes. Yes. There, we had a full investigation and there was foul play.
Foul
so good.
Play.
All right. That's let's great. Do one more here. And probably the winner, if I had to guess. When Jason Kelce drops an MF-er on your show, you got to play it. Now, this is a longer cut, and there's some context to it, but here's what happened yesterday with Jason Kelce.
I remember we were in the playoffs, and we're getting ready to play the New York Giants in the first round, or I guess we had already had the bye.
Put another way, you're getting ready to kick the Giants' ass.
Exactly.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
And Vic comes up to me, and I'm up there talking to Stout, and he says, "You nervous?" And I'm like, the gall of this motherfucker. Oh, sorry. Beep that. Sorry. So sorry. And I'm like, and it pissed me off. Like, I'm like, this guy's like questioning like whether I'm going to be fired up to play. And, but I just love that like unfilteredness. Like, it's not like he's going to try and fluff me up. He's like, he knew I was going up against Dexter Lawrence, who's a great player in this league.
Sure.
And like was ready to come after me. And they were fired up.
It's a great story.
Amazing
it really
story.
Is.
And obviously,
or at least a well-delivered story. Let's put it that way.
And obviously a great... here's the short moment of just the MF-er.
And I'm like, the gall of this motherfucker. Sorry. Beep that. Sorry.
That's great. All right. Well, we'll decide. We'll decide later today. So do you think the MF-er advances to the finals?
I feel like it has to, right? Richie's weird noise is great, I think it's got to be the MF-er.
We'll put Kelce in the... All right. So the finals will be later in the 9 o'clock hour, and we do another batch and ultimately determine the winner for the last couple weeks here with the drop of the week. All right, 215-592-9494. Elliot joins us shortly. Let's get to Seth in media. Seth, good morning.
Yo, what's going on, fam? How you guys doing?
Hey, Seth.
Doing great, Seth.
So, Joe, you guys are doing 3 drops of the week today, is that right?
We're doing 2, but it's based on 3 weeks.
When the hammer goes down, your record at the Borgata, buddy? Are you nervous playing out of your home field? You don't have home field advantage.
No, I'm always here. I mean, we had one. Last week, just because there was a little construction here, we were back in the home base last week. But, I mean, since we started the morning show, I think I've only lost maybe 3 or 4 times in a year and a half. I mean,
It really hasn't been many.
Try to beat that with a stick.
Right? I don't know, man. I don't know. I got a nervous.
You don't know. Just... That's your problem. The hammer knows. Seth,
Seth has a nervous feeling for you with good reason. You are ripe. You are due for a loss.
Well, I'm due. I don't know if I'm right, but I am due.
Whenever you're this confident. I mean, you're always confident, but sometimes...
Well, I'm always confident. You're a little
overconfident sometimes. You're a little overconfident.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever look in a mirror, Seth, before you talk to the hammer and say, I can't believe I'm about to talk to the hammer?
No.
Jeez, this has gone too far.
Okay, well, I mean, just make sure you know.
Back memories.
You're talking to a guy who's about to win 260, but give me your Eagles and Phillies point. What do you got, Seth?
This conversation just went off the rails.
Yes, it did.
I'm
actually
he asked you if you were self-reflective upon conversating with him.
I'm embarrassed.
Wow, this guy is legendary.
All right, Seth, Eagles and Phillies, what do you got? Talk to me.
All right, so with the Eagles, now, the defense, I was really happy to see them come out. They looked really stout. You know, they had a couple of slip-ups here and there, but all in all, they looked really good. And they did something in the first half of the game that I haven't seen in a long... I can't remember the last time I saw them run this play constantly. And it's kind of a bummer because the play got blown dead for whatever reason. I forget what it was, but they ran a corner blitz.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in a while. And
everyone else
was blown out, but...
Everyone else runs cat blitzes. It's about time we've got them on our menu. I love the fact that we're sending corners, we're sending safeties, we're sending those linebackers, the inside linebackers. As an offensive player, as a mini offensive lineman, I can't stress enough how difficult it makes it the moment you break the cleats of a D-tackle with your linebacker. Like, the moment an inside linebacker moves up to the line of scrimmage and just stands there in the A-gap, his cleats get near the cleats of the D-tackle, all sorts of hell breaks loose, and everyone has to change the call. Everyone has to change what they're doing on the play, on the offensive side of the football. And if one person's wrong with what they change to, the play is a bust.
All right, Seth, give me an answer here. Got to move. What's an inspiring movie?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Wow.
Massive.
That is a massive.
I just want to see my friend again.
That is a monstrous answer. Shawshank, love it. 215-592-9494. Reminder, 8 o'clock today, we give away tickets to the Eagles and the Falcons. Let's also get to Devin White. So, because Elliot will join us in a sec, but Devin White spoke yesterday. It was the first time we had heard from him since being demoted. Or at least that we knew he had been demoted. Let's put it that way. Perhaps that he knew he'd been demoted. Let's listen to Devin White talking yesterday about his demotion.
You know, it was hard, but at the end of the day, it's football. You know, those guys make those decisions, and you got to live with them. Be prepared, you know, when your number calls, just to go out there and handle your business.
They said that you have a role on this team moving forward. Nick said they're going to need you. Did they describe to you what that role was?
You had to get it from him.
Oh, that last part's not good. So the initial part sounds fine, like, you know, in that it's an athlete accepting it. Second part sounds like an unhappy guy. Like, what's your role?
Well, it's clear. I mean, are you surprised that he's unhappy?
Well, I would like a pro to handle it more like a pro.
I think he is.
Nah, but what's, what's your role? Go talk to the coach?
He was the starter during all of camp. Like, he was wearing the green dot on his helmet. I think.
But, John, they told him he's not. His role is to be the best backup linebacker you can be. That's his role.
But you got to understand how tough that is to swallow when you thought a week later you were the guy.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, all of camp, you're the guy calling the huddle.
A week later,
now,
get
all
your
of a sudden, you're benched for a guy who's just got a couple years under his belt. Like, I know that
I don't
he's
like
not
it.
That old either.
Weak answer. He came in here proclaiming leadership
and
all that.
I think this is leadership. He's showing leadership by being a good teammate. He's being a good soldier.
John, what's your role? Go talk to the coach?
It sounds like he doesn't know.
No, I think he knows.
No, what John just said I think is like I'm always ready to go after guys when they say something like that.
Yep.
This guy was the starter. I think he was stunned. I think he remains stunned that he's not the guy. We all said
deal with it.
He's been. No, I think he is.
Do you think he doesn't know his role?
I think he's still shocked.
Do you think he doesn't know his role?
He knows it now.
Well, then he knew it yesterday.
Well, I don't have a problem with a guy still being upset
Ruben,
about
did you like that answer or not?
I didn't mind it because I think he is a little shell-shocked. But what concerns me is, has he really been told what his role
exactly.
is now?
Exactly.
Do you really, think he hasn't? Do you really believe that?
Yes, I think it's possible.
He's very possible. He said you're no longer on the, you know, you're not in your same position. And now he may not have been told where his next
what
assignment
his role
is.
This is Andy.
What's his
Andy
assignment?
Reed's weakest aspect as a coach was I didn't feel like I was always up to speed with what he thought about me as a player.
I stood with him. I see it different, but
and
fair enough.
I know that that's easy to slip through the cracks. Yeah. I think that coaches, they get so caught up in getting the game plan.
Look, Sirianni talked about he talked to Devontae Smith about not being a captain. Like, I think one thing Sirianni does is touch the bases.
Well, Devontae's one of his guys. I mean, Devin White just got here. They might have been like, we don't even really.
All right, let's get to one more piece.
He doesn't have that relationship with Devin White that he does with Devontae.
Well, it doesn't have to be Sirianni. It could be Vic Fangio, the linebacker's coach. I mean, somebody should have talked to him. One more piece of audio from Devin White, then we'll get to Elliott, because he talked more about it all, and I thought there was some good here and some not so good.
You know how excited you were to get here, to come here and sign here. How disappointing is it that, you know, that you're not starting?
I don't know. I just keep the main focus, like, you know, just getting better and being able to help when I am called. You know, I kind of don't look at it that much. You know, being here, going through all the phases, you know, putting in all the work, you know, I still see the green grass on the other side. You know, I just got to, you know, stay true to myself, keep doing what I've been doing all my life. And, you know, to get myself here to the NFL, to this team, whatever, just be ready.
How did they tell you that Kobe had won the position battle?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recall.
No, did Vic come to you?
No.
Okay. Now, listen, Vic Fangio might not have, but somebody else might have. Now, listen, maybe you guys are right. No one told him. I find that hard to believe. I mean, let me put it this way. He has to know how he was told he's not starting.
Yeah, I don't think
there's any
way. He
may not know what his role is.
Oh, yeah, I don't question that.
But here's why I question the first answer. Because the second answer, he says he doesn't remember how he was told he's not starting. Now, you guys are going to back that guy? He doesn't remember.
That part, I think he doesn't want to say.
Maybe he doesn't
want
to get into it.
He's in a bad mood. He's in a foul mood because he got benched and he's being a baby.
Of course.
That's what I
don't think he's being a baby.
He is being
mature. Seltzer, give me a verdict.
I'm 100% with you, Joe. Are you kidding me? Like, you don't know how you got told? Like, of course you know how you got told. That's nonsense.
Well, if you're not told professionally, then he probably doesn't want to throw anybody on the bus.
That's what I think.
That's true, too.
All right, let's talk to Elliott Sherparks. He was there in that scrum as it's all going on. His thoughts on this and more with the Eagles. Beat the Hammer coming up in about 7 minutes. Dick Vermeil in 20 minutes. And Eagles-Falcons tickets in about 20 minutes as well. Elliott, good morning, buddy.
What's up? How you guys doing?
So what do you make of that whole exchange? How Devin White handled it, what he knew, what he doesn't know. What do you make of it?
Yeah, so I was there. I was like 2 feet from him. And I thought he handled it great. First of all, he talked, which no one expected he would talk, considering he had just been bet. So I thought the fact that he talked, helped kind of, you know, start to close the story that was going to follow this team throughout the week. So I thought talking was good. But I thought he handled all the answers really well. I mean, the whole thing about talk to coach about the role, my read on that was this team just doesn't like to tell people what the roles are. Now, I don't think he has some type of magical role that's going to shock us on Monday night, but I just thought he was trying to get out of the question. I didn't think that was a, like, go talk to the coach kind of rude thing. Now, the Vic Fangio stuff, I think, is a little interesting, you know, saying he didn't talk to Vic. When you think about Vic's, you know, reported relationship with his players in Miami, I think that's a little noteworthy. But I've been at a lot of lockers when players have been benched, and A, they don't talk, or B, they don't handle it well. So I thought Devin White handled that really well.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear.
I just disagree, but fair enough. What is his role? His role is he's the backup linebacker on the Eagles. Play your best, and maybe you get back in there as a starter. Maybe someone gets hurt, you get it in a starter. I mean, the only thing I wonder is he playing special teams?
My gosh.
Most backup linebackers play special teams.
What did you want him to say?
His role is to be the best Eagle he can be to help support N'Kobe Dean.
He's been starting the entire entirety of training.
He's not a starter anymore. Deal with it.
You don't seem to understand the interpersonal dynamics of how that works.
I don't give a damn. I want him to be the best Eagle he can be, and part of that is being a pro, and he's saying he doesn't know what his role is? Are you freaking kidding me? He doesn't know who told him. He doesn't know when he was told he's not a starter.
He doesn't want to launch into this.
That's so weak.
Because
this
is sensitive information.
Oh, what's sensitive? He's a backup.
Are you kidding me? He's lost his job.
Deal with
it. He was the guy calling the huddle every snap.
I don't care, John.
He's on the bench.
Joe Montana was a starting quarterback, and he no longer is. He's 60 years old.
Have some empathy. It is what it is. Some sympathy for what this guy just dealt with. This is difficult, and he is being adult with the way he's reacting.
I so disagree.
He's being a leader, man, and if you can't see that,
leader?
That's on you.
All right, Elliot, go ahead.
Well, no, that's good. You got done?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Elliot.
Ruben, I'm right in between them, so we're fine. We're fine.
Elliot,
make sure
we need more information on Isaiah. On other guys' health, too. You know, Devin, if he's healthy, we're not sure when he'll be back and playing. But Isaiah Rogers, is he healthy enough to get out there? And if he is out there, what does that do to our DB arrangement with the young guys?
Yeah, so Isaiah Rogers, talked to him yesterday. He broke his hand in one of the final practices of training camp. It sounds like he had actually made the interception, was running with the ball. Someone tried to punch it out and broke his hand. He did have surgery. But yesterday at his locker, he had some light wrap on it, nothing like a cast or a brace or anything like that. He was a full participant at practice. He said he should play on Monday. And we'll see how that plays out in terms of how they move guys around. My expectation is that they will put Isaiah Rogers at the outside, move Quinion into the nickel, just because Avante Maddox was so bad last week. The Packers went after him right away. He was really, in some ways, kind of their only, like, true weak spot on the defense. The pass rush was bad, but Avante, like, actively hurt them. So I think that's probably with the order they'll go.
Coming up in 5 minutes, by the way, Pizza Hammer. We'll take the fifth caller in the contest line. Caller 5, 215-988-1258. No sports, no more than the guy last week. Caller 5, be a sports knowledgeable person. You're still going to lose in Pizza Hammer. But do better than that guy last week. 215-988-1258. That's coming up in less than 5 minutes.
Elliot, what's up with Milton Williams' health, and how big an impact has he had thus far this year? I know that he's sort of been lost in the shuffle in terms, we haven't talked much about him previous years. How big a part is he going to be with that rotation in 2024?
Well, he made a big play this past Friday against the Packers on that two-point conversion, which ended up being a very close game, was a huge play. He got through, made the tackle, and he, you know, I think he had a very good game overall against the Packers. So he was limited yesterday. I saw him in the locker room. To me, it looked like he's probably going to play. So, you know, maybe he aggravated it worse after practice. We did see him prior to practice. So today will be a big day to see. The Eagles will be back out at the practice field at 3 o'clock, and if he's out there, if he's in pad, or if he has his helmet on, like, we'll see what type of level of participation he does. But he would be a pretty big loss, because this team just simply can't afford to lose anybody that can get after the quarterback. And Milton Williams is probably their second best pass rushing defensive tackle.
Hey, Elliot, two final things here. Nick Foles is going to be honored on Monday. We know there's a press conference prior to the game. What do we know pregame, or I assume halftime? How are they going to honor him? I mean, one of the things about these halftime ceremonies, there's normally not much time. So is it just like a quick run out on the field, 4 or 6 minutes of Nick, and then off the field? Like, how does this go?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it will be a halftime thing. I mean, normally the halftimes are for guys going into the Hall of Fame. Like, they give a speech. They bring a lot of things. Like, this might just be a middle of the first quarter. He's on the Jumbotron. Nick Foles retires type of thing. So, he'll be, like you said, a press conference. Hopefully he's on the pregame show, which will be awesome. That'll be cool to have him out there, you know, in the pregame thing. So, yeah, it'll be really awesome. I mean, he's certainly what's going to be a big game already. Having him out there is going to add to it. So Monday night should be really cool.
All right, and Elliot, we'll talk to you on the game day, getting ready for the game on Monday. Let's also get one more in here, because I'm curious your answer, Elliot, to this Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. And this goes for everyone listening. Curious where you stand You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Elliot, what's your answer to this question? Phillies obviously are getting close to the playoffs. They got to make a decision on when to celebrate and how to celebrate. When to first pop champagne this regular season? Elliot, is it A, when they clinch a playoff spot, B, when they clinch the division, C, when they clinch the number one seed, if they do, which they may or may not, D, don't pop champagne during the regular season. You got bigger fish to fry in the postseason. How do you think they should handle it, Elliot?
I think it's definitely the division. I mean, they haven't won the division in, what, 12 years, something like that? It's nothing to look over. I think it's their one of their main goals coming into the season was to win the division. And I'm never going to be one to say, like, you know, don't have a fun time in sports. Like, they worked hard to win the division. It's something they haven't done in a long time. So I definitely think when they win the division.
All right. Elliot, nice work, buddy. We'll talk to you Monday. Thank you, Elliot. Good stuff, buddy.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, my man. 215-592-9494. Beat the Hammer coming up as I go for victory. 260 coming up in 1 minute.
Hey, Philly, if it's been a minute since you've considered a Nissan, now's the time to check out my friends at the Busch Auto Group. With six new Nissan models under $30,000 in two locations in Limerick and Exton, quality and affordability are right around the corner. This month, save up to $10,000 on select Nissan models. Visit them in-store at Exton Nissan and Nissan 422 of Limerick or online at BushAutoGroup.com. That's B-U-S-H AutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
That was a shame last night to see Tua suffer another concussion. Obviously, he had two of them two seasons ago. If you missed it last night, Thursday Night Football, Tua had a concussion, so we'll see his status moving forward. But we hope the very best for him, obviously, and, you know, obviously, ultimately, his life, because that's no joke with the brain injuries. All right. Beat the Hammer. It's a contest we do every single Friday at this time. Beat the Hammer is brought to you by First Trust Bank, the largest family-owned commercial bank in our region, founded in South Philadelphia in 1934, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles with a record of 259-41. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I am curious, everyone listening, if you heard that exchange John and I had and Elliot and Ruben and James and everyone that was involved about 7 minutes ago on Devin White, how do you interpret what he said? Is it a thumbs up, it's all good, it's acceptable, or a thumbs down that part of what he said sounded like a guy kind of being a baby and not being a pro? What do you make of Devin White, what you heard there? Of course, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494. All right, Beat the Hammer. Our contestant's name is Phil. He hails from Delaware. Phil, are you really challenging me?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to this. Been wanting to get on this for quite some time. And
nice.
Look, I have the utmost respect for you, but I got to tell you, I'm going to drop you like that deuce was dropped at Fred Barnett's house. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. So, Phil, you know it wasn't me. It was the little girl. You know that, right? They clogged the toilet.
I literally passed
a lie detector test over.
That's outstanding.
What a line, Phil.
Outstanding work by you.
That might be the best line I've ever had for a Hammer contestant.
Now, by the way, speaking of Beat the Hammer, Ruben, what
did
is
you
this?
See our song?
What is this guy? I can't read it.
It says, let's humble the Hammer.
Oh, he's coming close.
Oh, no.
Let's humble the Hammer.
What's wrong
today?
With you, kid?
Thank you.
Young man.
Nice work.
We got. All right, hold on. I got to ask the audience here, Borgata, are you cheering or are you booing the Hammer? What's going on? Oh, no.
Obviously booing.
Oh,
he's cheering. You got one.
You got one guy cheering.
All right, I'll
the pariah. What's up with you, man?
One is often more than I normally have. All right, Phil, you sound like you know your stuff. You sound smart and all that good stuff. You sound a lot better than the guy last week did. Phil, you're still challenging me, and I think you're a fool. With that said, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth, and as I go for 260, I'm going to wish you good luck.
Best of luck, my friend.
Love it. Get out of here. Scram.
I like this.
I do too. I mean, I love legit the greatest
the opening line.
If nothing else, we got an amazing line from Phil. Let's hope we can get more. It's all bonus from here.
We are so behind you.
Yeah.
And as he now he's coming back.
Why are you coming back?
Get away.
Get out of here.
Leave
the area.
What are you doing?
Why do you need your phone?
He just came back to take
cheating
his phone.
Maybe he's studying.
Maybe he's feeling a little nervous.
Maybe he's listening on Odyssey.
You threw him off, Phil. Yeah, that's a real Rube. I like that. We need Rube here more often for Vita.
Rube, this is great.
All right, is he safely ensconced in the soundproof freezer?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think he's officially
in the lobby. Yeah, he can't hear us.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot. New spot.
New spot.
Right, Phil, are you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Our category for the week, he was just mentioned a few minutes ago. It is his night on Monday night, along with the Philadelphia Eagles. We're doing a little Nicholas Foles trivia today. You ready to roll, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Again, Nick Foles trivia question number one. Nick Foles is one of four NFC players to win a Super Bowl MVP award in the last decade. Name one of the other three.
Pass.
Name one of the two schools where Nick Foles played college football.
Arizona.
Who was the last NFL team Nick Foles played for?
Chiefs.
Three players caught 10 or more touchdown passes from Nick Foles in his Eagles career. Name one of them.
Macklin.
How many playoff games did Nick Foles start for the Eagles?
Three.
Nick Foles, one of four NFC players to win a Super Bowl MVP award in the last decade. Name one of the other three.
Stafford.
Cooper Kupp won it. You knew it the moment you said it. But yeah, we got two. Not too bad, John. Or Phil, excuse me. That's a decent amount. We're going to put you on hold. I mean, two is...
plenty of time
seemingly
left,
two more than we've seen recently.
Yeah. So, this is true, James.
He went to the guess instead of the pass.
Joe actually has to perform today.
Don't say anything. He's jogging.
He's running back today. This is unusual.
Oh, you are not already taking a victory lap.
Oh, no. He's trying to shake
the hands. Oh, my God. He's shaking hands of the audience.
He's trying to gain karma is what he's trying to do.
Everyone who was, like, rooting against him. There was one guy who was for the hammer. He shook his hand and then tried to shake everyone else's hand also. People begrudgingly were holding their hands out.
They
didn't like the way that felt. Nah. And I don't blame them. Hold your ground, folks. Yeah, look, now they're shaking their hands off.
I see
they're trying to get the Joe germs off their hands.
So here's the backstory. I felt bad because I called that guy over there a kid. He's like 17 years old. I shouldn't call him a kid, you know? Which one was?
Him? The guy in the left? He's like 12.
No, you are a kid. All right.
17.
But I said it in a derogatory fashion.
Wait a second. What is going on right now?
How old are you?
Well, I didn't know what should
are you.
I know who we're looking at
he's
here.
He's like 12.
How old are you? Right.
12 tomorrow?
Oh, my God. Happy birthday. Nice.
Wow. He's 11.
You guys are right at spot
you
on.
You thought he was 17?
I was looking at the guy on the right. I'm getting everybody confused. All right. This fool, Phil, challenged me. I think he's a fool, but we'll find out. How did he do, James?
You ready?
I've been ready.
You got any more
yeah, I got
kids
one more
you
thing
want to call adults?
I have one more thing to say.
Hey, fella, how you doing?
One more thing. For the first time in the history of Beat the Hammer, I had my phone in my pocket, full disclosure. Because I need it for the soundproof booth to get into an area from a security standpoint. I had to tap into it with my phone.
Oh, that's right.
I did not check my text messages.
Oh, we believe
did not. Okay.
All right. You ready to roll here?
I believe you.
I'm an honest hammer.
He has got no integrity.
I might be a haughty hammer, but I'm an honest hammer.
All right. You ready to roll here?
Let's go.
All right. Category for the week.
Oh, I better win.
Little Nick Foles trivia in honor of our guy.
Nick Foles.
Officially hanging it up on Monday night. We ready to roll here?
I've been ready.
Okay. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Nick Foles is one of four NFC players to win a Super Bowl MVP award in the last decade. Name one of the other three.
Say it again.
Nick Foles, one of four NFC players to win a Super Bowl MVP award in the last
decade.
I'll
come back to it.
Okay. Name one of the two schools where Nick Foles played college football.
Arizona.
Who was the last NFL team Nick Foles played for?
Wow. I'll come back to that.
Three players caught 10 or more touchdown passes from Nick Foles in his Eagles career. Name one of them.
Say it again.
Three players caught 10 or more touchdown passes.
I'll say Deshaun.
How many playoff games did Nick Foles start for the Eagles?
Oh, geez. Okay, I'm going to add it up, so bear with me. One, then two, three, four, then five, six.
Nick Foles.
Okay, the last team, I'll say the Bears. MVP, I'll say Cooper Kupp. And I guess that's it.
A 3-2 victory on Cooper Kupp.
Not the one you wear in your groin. The hammer. Cooper Kupp. Foles. Speaking of the groin. Foles. Hammer.
Oh, no.
260. This guy, I told you, don't challenge the hammer. How many times do I tell you? Don't challenge the hammer.
Ruben Amaro saw it for the first time in his life. Listen, sometimes, Ruben, it's survive in advance. Sometimes adversity. What do winners do? They win!
It was impressive, but I don't like this rant.
It was not that.
Oh, welcome to Fridays at like 7:55.
I mean, the rant, overkill.
Who was the last team you played for?
The Colts was the last team you played.
The Colts.
Yeah, Colts.
And then what's the other one I got wrong?
It's Zach Ertz, Jeremy Maclin, and Riley Cooper are the three people who caught 10 or more touchdown passes from Foles.
That's Riley a little tricky because, you know, Deshaun was, I guess it was only 2012 and 2013.
Deshaun had 7 from him, so.
Right. Imagine that. Riley Cooper, more touchdown catches.
Wow.
Of course, he had 17 TDs.
He had 3 in one game. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Sounds like Phil.
Do you feel in any way like embarrassed that you did a little too much celebrating today?
No. Right? Because I had a booing section in front of me.
Especially after talking about the Philly celebrations. That celebration? Come on.
I'm into the Philly celebration.
We're talking about over-celebrating.
I dance on my own. It's not the only thing. Not the only thing I do by myself.
Oh my god!
All right. Speaking of Pizza Hammer, hey, this guy challenged me today, and he failed. Talk. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this about failing. You don't want to fail in commercial banking. Challenge your bank to do better. If they don't, then get yourself to First Trust Bank, where they will take your business to new heights, and your business will be in great shape. Phil, what happened to him? Sounds like you knew your stuff. Good. But not good enough.
Yeah, there were a couple of answers that I answered pretty quickly. And then I'll be honest with you, when I was thinking about the MVPs, I was solely thinking about quarterbacks, and I was not thinking of position players.
Yeah, but well, the cup made the difference. I told you.
He said Stafford and then immediately was like,
I thought about Stafford.
You knew
I thought about it. All right, Phil, just because I'm in a generous mood,
Phil might have won.
I'm a happy hammer, but I'm also a giving tree hammer. Phil, we're going to award you the Jalen Hurts T-shirt with a name and number on it that was going to be is our prize. I hadn't said it prior to the contest. Phil, you get it for an almost.
Just remember
this. When you look in the mirror this weekend, just remember you're an almost, which is better than those that stunk.
You're not almost.
But you're not a hammer.
Not to me, Phil.
I bend my knee slightly today, so you deserve
it. Good man. You fucked it?
Good man. Phil, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get you the prize. And with that, Victory 260, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What are you laughing at?
What are you doing, man? There's one man.
What happened?
Who's standing there clapping.
Is that a cousin of yours
like
or something?
Rejoicing. He must be.
That guy's not good.
Family member.
He's not good enough looking to be related to me. You kidding me? Come on, man.
That's unbelievable. He says if Joe wins, he wins. He feels like
thank
he
you,
won
sir.
Today.
Sir, give me a fist pump. Thank you, sir. Well done.
Oh, my God.
As we celebrate with the Borgata crowd. Of course, I took a shot at his looks, but that's all right.
I can't get over that.
How do you take a shot at his looks?
Well, I said he's not good enough to be a family member. Oh, no, now we've got another guy
congratulating Joe.
Thank you. People know their stuff.
Oh, nice.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.